The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. It depends on where you are on our lovely planet.
Right. Yes.
If you can see out the window, you'll see what it looks like and you'll know what time zone you're in. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we're calling from lovely New Jersey.
Welcome.
Actually, we're broadcasting from somewhere out in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, I think. That's where the studios are.
It might be even Phoenix.
Maybe it's Phoenix, Arizona, somewhere out west. But we're in New Jersey.
So welcome to Being Here.
And being here is the key. But, you know, most of us are very good at doing, and we're not so good at being where we are. So we're going to talk about being here today.
Doobie, doobie, doo. We thought we'd make it fun. You know, that is something that's
come up
recently that a lot of y'all have been in short supply of.
Fun.
You know, I think spring has sprung and we're all feeling like we need to get somewhere. It's the end of the school year. It's the end of something, the beginning of summer, where there's a pressure to do what's next. You know, there's also that nesting urge and all those other things that go along.
Well, look, what we need to really talk about, though, first is the most important thing. This show is about discovering how to be in the current moment of your life. And we've discovered that what will get you here is listening. And also, most of us don't listen. We think about what's being said. We've been trained to think about everything. So thinking can get in your way from being where you are. So if you allow yourself to just hear what another person says, that is enough to have your life transform. I know it's hard to believe. You've been listening to people and putting up with people talking at you forever. Your life hasn't transformed out of that. But this is a unique and different style of listening. It includes letting go of judgments about what other people have to say or how they are, to hear what they're saying. Now, if you do that without judging, you'll get pulled into the current moment of your life. And that's where transformation takes place.
You know,
you're getting here.
A lot of you who are listening to this show today are actually our loyal listeners. And so we know that you've heard us speaking about the subject
of listening
before.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that you've heard us talk about listening right here, right now.
In this moment.
When you access this moment, life gets really exciting. It gets alternately, it's not always exciting. Sometimes it's just this deep sense of contentment or well-being or quiet, or there's lots of different things that go along with it. But the main thing is when you're here, that's when you are here.
Our approach is anthropological. It is not psychological. What we do is not psychotherapeutic. We don't try to fix or change people. What we do is allow people to start to observe their lives as though they were scientists, noticing the way you operate as an anthropologist would study a culture. Now, the interesting thing is all of us who are born into an ongoing culture, and we learned our values and the way we look at life through that culture. So you got a cultural download initially, and that has determined how it is that you go about living your life and what you can see as possibility. Well, your culture could only see what it could see, and those things that it couldn't see, like listening and letting go of being right and discovering how to be genuine and honest and truthful in each moment. Most cultures talk about that, but they don't live it. So today, if you listen, if you're lucky, you'll get pulled by your listening into the current moment of your life, and your life will transform.
We have a caller. I think we should take him.
Okay.
Christian, you with us?
Yes. Hi, guys. I'm here.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from, Christian?
I'm calling in from Hamburg, Germany.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you. Great to hear you guys.
Thank you.
I have a question, and I'm self-employed.
Yes.
And I'm doing this since now 2 years. And what is the theme, what is coming and going, is like with the money. Somehow, it's like sometimes when I have enough money on my bank account, I'm really easy, I can be, and I'm like chilled inside of myself. And when I see there is not enough money on my bank account, then I'm getting a little bit frantic. Like, oh, I have to do something, I have to call somebody to work with, or like a little squirrel who is looking for nuts.
Looking for nuts.
Okay.
How can I get how can I get easy with that?
Well, the easy answer is don't look at your bank account. But I think get that way other times as well. Whenever you worry about how something's going to turn out in the future, you get that way.
The other thing is, I'm not sure you've discovered how to motivate yourself without applying a stick.
How you mean that?
Well, you know, you can motivate yourself with a carrot, like something like a reward.
Stick, punishment.
You can get a horse to run by putting a carrot out in front of it, or you can get it to run by hitting it with a stick.
Yeah.
Both of those things get it moving, but the stick doesn't work too well.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's the thing. I know that you're not an actor, but this is something I've often seen happen with actors in a cycle. When an actor gets a job, lots of times something happens where they're like, oh, look, I've arrived. You said you get chill inside. I'm assuming you mean relaxed.
Yeah.
But relaxed, when you get money in your account or you booked what you consider to be enough clients, is like, well, it's as if you go on vacation. It's not just that you're relaxed. It's that you're not allowing yourself to continue to look outside and grow and use that platform of having worked as a springboard into more activity. Lots of times, people who are in a show, I'm going back to my acting analogy, when they're in the show, they slack off on auditioning because it's already handled. So I think when you book something, you start to cruise. So it's not just when you look at your bank account. I think the cycle starts earlier when you stop taking your full engagement away or your foot off the gas pedal, so to speak.
Yes, Now I can see that. It comes like in cycles, and it starts before.
Yes.
Cool.
It happens with your being disengaged or your being fully here. When you're here, people think of you. They'll think to call, email you. They'll notice you. You'll be here to recognize opportunities and put yourself forward.
How cool.
The other thing is this, Christian. You got to stop taking vacations in the middle of the work week.
Yeah, okay.
Because yeah. I think you take mental vacations where you, if you're not working, you go off to La La Land to relax.
Yes, you're true.
And so if you want to create this even nature to your life, you need to generate business since you're a self-employed, you know, you have your own business.
Yes. Oh, cool. So it's not just around the money. It's like even when I'm at work, when I'm engaged in work, then how can I say that? Then I don't get back in that cycle.
No. I'm not sure exactly what Shia is talking about taking vacations during the work week.
I mean, I think he gets lost in his thoughts.
Yes.
And he doesn't look and see opportunities that exist around him to promote himself.
See, I think part of that, Christian, is you haven't looked at the bigger picture, and that's how you identify yourself. So you identify yourself as a person who does, for instance, hair and makeup, as a, quote, artist, a hair artist.
Mm-hmm.
But what you haven't recognized is that you're a business. So you think of yourself, and lots of the people that I've seen go from being very talented, creative people, whether it's painters or it's hair and makeup or it's acting or singing, for example, when they recognize that it doesn't matter how talented they are, what matters is whether or not they're willing to be a business person, that they are their own corporation, regardless of how they put it,
structure it.
It's like somewhere in your mind, I guarantee you hold business as less and being a creative free spirit as better.
Yes, like I have more the idea that I'm an artist.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You can be both.
Yes, like need to be both. So you actually have to take an active part in promoting your business because it supports your livelihood. And it lets you do the things you like to do.
Oh, cool. I haven't actually seen it that I'm an artist and I and business that is together. That's really cool. Cool.
Yeah, you haven't thought of putting the two together.
Yes, exactly. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I would look back to what Shai said earlier, because once he explained it, it made sense to me. I don't think it's so much about business. We often use this analogy that if you were a slice of pie, what's your favorite pie, Christian?
Carrot pie.
All right, carrot pie. So if you take a carrot pie and you cut out a piece and you eat it and you put it in the refrigerator and take it out, it's not now blueberry.
Yeah.
So how you think and how you disengage follows you everywhere. It follows you in how you go about having a relationship or dating or how you go about sharing anything that's important to you or any activity, I guarantee you, you space out in the middle of it.
Yes. I can see it, yes. 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 When I talk about transformation, sometimes I really like to talk about it, and then the other times I'm in the middle, I stop it and go somewhere else.
I've missed you there. I didn't understand.
Sometimes when I talk about an experience or what I do when I do a job or explain someone something, then I go somewhere else in La La Land, like go off.
So you mean you don't finish your thought, you don't make your point, you kind of skip off in your thoughts?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yes.
Well, get interested.
Cool.
If you get interested in what you're up to, that probably will not happen.
Because also, if you get interested in the other person as you're speaking to them, you're going to see the moment you deviate and they're not following you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
You like our cold? We got a little cold today.
Yeah, we got a little cold today.
Cool.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
We've got to go to a break now.
Yeah. So thanks for calling, Christian. We'll
Thank
be
you.
Back. Yeah.
Bye.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
You know, if you can be yourself authentically with consistency, it really is the access way to being happy.
We've got a workshop coming up on June 5th, 6th, and 7th in New York City. It's called The Art of Being Happy. And we invite you to join us for that one.
Yeah, if you have an inclination to come, come,
and
join
you,
us.
New York is a fun city. We'd have fun there with you.
Yeah.
And you'd have fun there with us. So take a break from the everyday and join us.
We have another caller. Shall we take him?
Okay.
Mark, you with us?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Mark.
How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Good.
I mean, Ariel's coughing, but we're good.
We're alternating.
Well, I have been, my cough has been quiet.
Yeah. Well, you have one good one in there, so it's
okay.
We finish each other's sentences, and now we're finishing each other's cold.
What can we do for you, Mark?
Well, I want to tell you about, I was doing some work last week, and a lot of times I get really anxious when I work, or before I work, get ready to work, and but it wasn't that way last week. I had this, I do training. I train people on writing programs, things like that, in addition to other things that I do. And I started the training, and it was all virtual. It was over the internet. So I was speaking to a bunch of people who were all over the place on the internet somewhere. But they could hear me, and they could see my screen. But it started out what would have been kind of difficult. Nobody had prepared for the session, and they were supposed to install things on their machines and do all kinds of prep ahead of time. So, but it didn't, I was surprised to find out that it didn't bother me at all. I just kind of took it in stride, and everything went fine. And after the 2 days of training, I got some really good feedback.
And I
liked the way it went.
So is that different for you?
Yes, it is. I think a lot of times I would be anxious beforehand and carry that anxiety into doing the training. And then even though, you know, I'd make it through, but I would feel at the end like, oh, I made it through, you know, instead of just feeling like good. And after each day of training, I actually felt pretty good.
So what are you blaming your good feelings on?
I never thought about it that way.
What's the fundamental shift? How did you approach this differently? I mean, first of all, I love hearing that from you, and I think that's really cool. But as a listener, if I'm listening and I'm like, well, gosh, that's really great for Mark. How do I get that? How do you approach it different?
Well, it's kind of funny. I feel that it was because of coming to like Monday nights and also coming to Costa Rica this year. I just, you know, after that a few months ago, I've just felt looser, and I felt better about it. I don't know that I actually did anything. There was no thing that I, you know, I didn't decide I'm going to be less anxious.
It just seemed to happen. I love that.
Yeah.
I really love what you're talking about, Mark. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you've paid your dues, so to speak. You've come mm-hmm. to weekends in New York. You've come to Monday nights. You came to Costa Rica. And that has a cumulative effect, but it also has a transformative effect. So Costa Rica is, for those of you who don't know, is where Ariel and I and the people who choose to join us do immersion courses in living in each moment, where we, you know, it's like a laboratory where we play and discover how to be present in our lives. And, you know, the beauty of Costa Rica is not only the lush landscape and the great food and the lovely accommodations, it's also that it's a gentle environment in which you are not pushed into the current moment. You fall into your life, into the current moment, and things that used to be problematic or difficult just clear up on their own without your thinking to do something about it. And that's what Mark is talking about here.
You know, everything you've been doing is about saying yes to your life, about allowing yourself to be there as it unfolds. And what you're describing, Mark, is that you became practiced at meeting the circumstances of your life as is, in a non-preferential manner. So, of course, you had the expectation that people in your training would have downloaded things, but when you got there, that wasn't the case. So if you can meet it as is, you don't create stress for yourself, because what you resist becomes huge, and it dominates your experience of yourself as a teacher in that case.
And that's the first principle of instantaneous transformation. Anything that you resist, either you become or it dominates your life.
And the second idea is that you can only be exactly as you are. And that's something else that you've been immersing yourself in being where you are rather than listening to your thoughts about.
It would be so much better if
I were better at, and I can't do it, or can I do it, or all the conversations that plague most of our minds. And then the third idea is anything you see without judging completes itself.
So that you saw that your students or the participants in your course hadn't done the preparatory work that would have made it easier for you to teach, that you didn't resist that.
Or judge it.
Or try to get through it, but just noticed it. It was enough for you to see the next starting spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you were saying that you teach a virtual writing course, one of the things that happens as you become a teacher is you often underestimate your own brilliance. So that the requirement for the course is that they need to download certain things. For some people, that may be terribly confronting. So even that's something for you that you don't even think about. And that you didn't judge them for not doing it gave them permission to be good at it in an instant. Because when you judge yourself for being the way you're being, you stick yourself in time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're feeling judged, you don't do your best work.
Wow. So I hadn't even thought about that.
So that you as a teacher saw where they were, allowed them to be there, and went on from there rather than got yourself upset and used their not downloading this information or these programs as a justification for not doing a great job. You did a great job.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'd never even, you know, thought about it, but, you know, it just seemed to me like they were where they were, you know. I couldn't change it, you know, like if they hadn't downloaded it, it's not something I could change. So I guess it didn't seem like something, you know, to be upset about.
That's great.
But don't you realize?
Do you remember when you used to get upset about almost anything that didn't go the way you wanted?
Whether you could change it or not wasn't relevant.
You'd still get upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the interesting thing is this isn't logical or reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know how old you are. How old are you?
51.
So for the first 50 years of your life or 49 years of your life, this wasn't the way you related to life.
No.
And so
everything's
surprising.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of neat too, because we're having a discussion with you now where we're unveiling or describing and demonstrating that transformation's instantaneous, that you don't quite know how it happens, but it
happens. It doesn't take place over time.
And paradoxically, it's also cumulative.
The more you invest in strengthening the muscles of transformation, the more natural it becomes, the easier it becomes, the more effortless staying in the current moment becomes for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you heard it or if all the listeners listening today heard it, but last week's show about being kind to yourself in relation to teaching, a little over a week ago, Shia had his first ever voice lesson with the very talented Michael Hanko, who's a vocal coach in
New York City.
New York City. And, it was really stunning to be there as he was. I got to be there to watch as Michael and Shia had this interaction over a half hour where Michael would play something and or demonstrate something, and Shia would do his best to execute the request or sing the notes. And it wasn't about getting the notes right. It was about expressing himself. And it was just so beautiful. And I loved that there was never, ever disappointment on either of their sides. It wasn't like, oh, I didn't do it right, or oh, you didn't do it right. It was this flow. And that is a wholly new possibility for people to allow themselves to be themselves as opposed to judge and pick apart their expressions into life.
I think it's wonderful that, feel like, oh, I don't know it yet, and that's a problem.
Well, you know, I'm so impressed with you, however, you see, because I love that this way of being into life has snuck up on you now. And it's not like you talk to yourself about being secure and being there for your students and listening to them. It's not like you talk yourself into it, but suddenly you discover yourself as capable and able and standing in the current moment of your life, or sitting as the case may be, but a fully capable person.
It feels good.
It feels good. It feels good for us that you've discovered how to be that way.
Wow.
You
Thanks.
Know, I don't know if you were listening when
Christian?
We were speaking to Christian, and we were talking about the difference between a carrot and a stick, you know, whether beating yourself or, you know, rewarding. But it occurs to me you're at a new phase of your life, Mark, and that is most of us frequently look to invest in ourselves when we've discovered that life is uncomfortable or we have a problem. We're running out of money, so we got to figure out how to make it. Our health is bad. Our life is bad. Our relationship is bad. Something has gone sour. And then we have a motivation to do something, to look, to engage. Now you're getting to this place where things are working well, and it's going to be interesting to see whether or not you keep investing in yourself when you're not doing it from a problem-solution framework.
When you're investing in you to perfect your art of being you, rather than there's some problem here that we need to correct or fix.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's something I've always done before to just fix a problem, you know. And that doesn't seem, it's like you fix a problem, but then it comes up again, or some other problem comes up. It doesn't seem to be, you know, like a permanent solution to work like that.
Right. Problem solution, a problem solution orientation always creates new problems.
But there's the other possibility that you can have an ever expanding sense of well-being.
You know, it almost scares me a little bit.
It does for most people in a certain respect.
Yeah, but you see, you've had your identity locked up with what you've considered to be your shortcomings. And what
absolutely.
If you discover you have no shortcomings? Then who
are
you?
I know. And it's like, well, then there is no limit. There's nothing I should be telling myself not to do.
That's true. The other thing is this. A lot of us use our self-limitations as ways of socializing with other people. We complain about our problems.
Yeah.
And if you discover yourself to be fully self-sufficient and well in yourself and have no problems, how will you relate to your friends? They'll think you're being hoity-toity. Hey, speaking of hoity-toity, we have to take a break.
Can you come back with us after the break, Mark?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great.
Lovely. Would love to have you. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back and don't miss
Being Here.
Being Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
You know, Mark mentioned Costa Rica. Our Say Yes to Your Life Costa Rican adventure is open for 2016. It happens 2 weeks in January of next year. You can register for 1 week, or you can give yourself both weeks. The prerequisite is to attend a weekend seminar with us during this year so we're clear we all work and play well together. You can find out the details on transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com. Also, we are coming to Cambridge, England in July, 4th of July weekend. It's the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We're doing the Art of Relating. Just giving you the next few things that are up for us in case you want to join us. You'd be welcome. Mark, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Excellent. Excellent. I love the idea of you investigating how good are you willing to have it be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of us have a high ceiling level for pain or discomfort.
And the other thing is most of us are very comfortable or used to having drama and upset show up and run our lives. And it is possible to live a drama-free, upset-free life.
Yeah.
So, you know, the trick, Mark, is to figure out how to live your life when you're not putting out fires all the time and solving problems. Mm-hmm. Then you can really get creative. See, a lot of those problems and upsets have been useful in not having to confront your own brilliance, your own genius. See, each of us are brilliant when we are being where we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not to tell you anything that you need to do, because you don't. But I can tell you, one of the things that keeps me centered is extending myself to other people. You know, I love going out, wandering around our town, or going shopping, or going places, and carrying like radio show cards, and including people, in inviting them to listen to the radio show. And by the way, if you're a listener and you want, you're not in our area, and you would like some radio show cards, you can email us. The link is on the website, and we'll be happy to send you some. I love having that. They're like little business cards, or inviting people to Mondays, or telling people about the restaurant I've eaten at nearby that's really good, or just extending myself to people. I find that it really supports me in staying centered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I find that I seem to be more outgoing in that way. And talking with people, just even if I go to the grocery store, you know, I start talking to the clerk. You know, I was talking to this guy the other day, and it was the end of the shift. It was late at night, and he seemed like he didn't wanted to be anywhere else but there. But I had a nice conversation with him, you know, while we were checking out. So, you know, again, it's something that I'm not used to.
Well, enjoy discovering who you are moment to moment, Mark, because there's a great man there to be discovered.
And it's been a real pleasure having you on the show today.
Yes, so thank you very much.
Thanks. It was wonderful to be here.
Excellent. Hey, we have another caller.
Yeah,
let's
take her.
Hey, Julie, you with us?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
Excellent. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I really related what Mark just talked about, what you just talked to Mark about, in the sense of, you know, well, I don't know how exactly you phrase it, but, you know, it's the more you're able to be here, the easier your life gets, but in a way that can be something that you find confronting. I don't know if that was exactly the essence, but...
Actually, that's
pretty well said.
But if you pause for a minute, it's not like you find it confronting. The conversation that thinks it's you finds it confronting, because it's inconvenient to be great.
You know, I feel that way. So I'm a high school principal in New York City in the Bronx, and last year there was a group of students, our students who were in 10th grade mainly, complained all the time about this school. Like, they complained to me, they would complain in writing, they would complain to their teachers, about everything. You know, they were just complainers. And this year, you know, we made a number of changes in the way that we do their schedules, and, you know, a lot of things about our school just got way better, way easier for everybody, you know, smoother. And lately, some of those same students who are now 11th graders, you know, they're about ages 16 to 17, they've actually been just coming into my office and telling me they love school. They're just like, I just want to let you know that I love everything about school. I'm learning so much. I'm so happy. And I was just like, wow, this is amazing. You know, they're just amazing people. I love being around these students. But I notice that my mind just goes to, okay, when is this going to be over? Like, how long is this kid going to be here talking? Because I have stuff to do. Like, I can't talk about this all day. And I don't know. I just noticed that, and I thought it was interesting that I could, like, I had, like, a kind of a low tolerance.
Yeah, I'd be willing to bet, Julie, you have a low tolerance for acknowledgement, period. So if people start acknowledging you and what you've accomplished, initially it may be, oh, great, but as soon as it continues for a bit, you get uncomfortable with it.
Yeah. I get really uncomfortable, and I really look for the next thing to do.
The other thing is, if you're not, what you resist persists and takes longer. If a person doesn't really feel heard, they'll try to find a way to say it again and again.
So you might as well just hear them when they tell you you're doing great, or they like your
school. Yeah, or they like the school. I mean, that was, it was great for me to hear, but it was also, like, yeah, for some reason, I didn't expect that to be something hard. If you had asked me last year, if these students walked into your office and told you that they're learning a lot, you know, wouldn't you be happy about it? Well, of course I'm happy about it, but it's true that I just want to, like, run away or something.
Well, what happens is most of us get into a forward momentum of the things we think we need to do or get done. And then life shows up. And there is a balance. Clearly, you need to manage things. You don't want to sit back all day and chat with a student and they don't go to class and you don't get your job done. So there is the balance of managing it. But at the same time, I'd be willing to bet that you used to think you got annoyed because somebody was bringing you a complaint or somebody was interrupting you for a silly reason, and that it doesn't matter the content of what they have to say, it's still the same response if you're in the midst of a forward momentum of thinking you have to get somewhere.
Yeah, that's it. I feel like I'm in a very forward momentum and that I always have, like, a to-do list.
Yeah. Well, look, you're always going to have a to-do list, Julie, but I have a suggestion, and that is that you slow down enough to be where you are, and I think you're going to be much more effective in all aspects of your job and your life. What happened?
Yeah, no, I paused because
I was
thinking about what you said.
Oh, thinking is always... Thinking's often saying no. I'll give you an
example.
Yeah, you can hear. Clearly, I have a little cough. Mm-hmm. And last week, I was feeling less healthy. And the week before that, I was really feeling less healthy. And, you know, I'm coming back to center now, but... When I had that feeling like I had to get everything done, drive to get it done, talking to myself about getting it done, there was this pressure to get it done, and I was watching it, I found it interesting to discover, particularly around the Transformational Time and Project Management course, by the way, that when I stopped trying to do things, things seemed to get done on their own. Of course, I was the person facilitating completing things, but things that I had thought about having to do took far less time if I didn't think.
In other words, the thinking before you begin a project often slows you from getting into the project. And once you get into it, it's much easier than you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Plus, the pressure to get something done is the flip side of the same coin of dragging your feet whilst doing it.
I never thought of it that way.
Because, like, if you stop and take a look, you know that there are times, and of course we know you, and there are moments, days, time frames, segments where you're incredibly productive. And I guarantee at those times you're not trying to be productive. You're not talking to yourself about being productive. You're not.
It happens when you drop the conversation and jump into that which you're going to do anyway.
And being, simply being where you are.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I meant by jump into.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you meant by jump into. Yeah. I had a really funny experience with that this past Monday. I was not in my school building. I was visiting a different school, so I wasn't there at all. And over the course of the day, I checked my emails, and some of the emails were like, oh, I'll have to do that. I'll have to handle that. And at the end of the day, I checked my email again, and there was an email from my team of lead teachers, and literally everything that I thought of doing was handled. They were like, we had a meeting, here's all the things that we took action on. And it's like they listed it, and everything on my to-do list was done.
That's
by them.
Great.
It was great, yeah. And that was, like, I think, a really good example for me. Like, oh, I actually didn't do anything at all. I literally wasn't even in the building to do any of that stuff, but it all got done by them.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting, though, because you were telling us also about prior to the Monday, you'd gone out with your husband on an errand to Long Island and your car had broken down. And you actually accomplished getting the fix also without effort. There's something happening for you now where you're in the flow of your life, and it doesn't matter whether it's unexpected things that are, quote, good, or unexpected things that are, quote, undesirable, like your car breaking down. You're beginning to meet them non-preferentially and notice when you don't. So the game is to not judge yourself for wishing that that child left your office sooner.
Yeah. Right.
Because your thought processes aren't personal.
Right. They happen. They're independent of you.
But I really like the subject we started with Mark, the how good are you willing to have it be? We actually started with Christian, because Christian hasn't yet mastered being able to consistently engage without having a drama or something panicky to drive
motivate him.
And so what we're starting to see is the possibility of allowing yourself to be well.
Regardless of the circumstances and how they're showing up.
That's very cool.
Life can be easy and fun.
Yeah.
Being a principal of New York City school systems can be easy and fun. And I know there's a lot of detailed work that you have to do in your job, but it doesn't mean that it has to be seriously difficult.
You know, we need to end the show here shortly. But for certain, one last thing, some of those students are doing well who were the complainers last year. They may actually be able to be really a good support for the people who are in a difficult time right now, because this too shall pass. And they could share their expertise like you have today.
Yes, and there's one last thing I want to say, and that is that you are the principal of the school, and the school is doing well.
Just in case you missed that.
That the students that were problematic are doing well and loving being in your school.
I sense a theme.
Yes.
Speaking of themes, next week's show is called You Are an Original.
Yes, you are.
Hey, thanks for being with us, Julie.
Yes.
Thanks,
everyone. It's been a treat. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
Don't miss
Being Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.